This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, March 18th. Well, last week in the grain markets, we did see most of the market be lower for the week. Soybeans were higher, continuing to push higher on stronger world prices. They were up 14 on the week, but everything else was down. Even though Chicago wheat had a nice big outside day higher on Monday, we got no follow-through from that, and the market ended up actually down 10 for the week. Kansas City was down 23, Minneapolis down 17, corn was down 3. So the grains trying to stabilize here, but not getting a lot of buying activity, except again in the soybean market, where you've got harvest ongoing in Brazil. You're in the latter half stages of the harvest. We are seeing the FOB offers start to perk up here over these last couple weeks. So I think the soybean market, while the long-term trend is still down, is finding some support, even as we see aggressive farmer selling in Brazil. Of course, over the weekend, we saw that Putin won re-election. Big shocker there. So we don't see a lot of changes as far as the war going or any political activity out of Russia. We did see an increase in drone activity by Ukraine trying to send some messages to Russian voters, but of course that's not really going to work. But we did see a step up in both Russia and Ukraine drone and missile attacks. Russia finding more success in the ports of Odessa. It looks like there was more damage done there to especially storage facilities. Ukraine hasn't really summarized what those damages are, but they did acknowledge that there was more damage done to the ports. So it just makes it more and more difficult. You know, of course, Odessa is a major port for Ukraine, and this is going to further slow down their export capacity. So for March, Ukraine is estimating that their grain exports so far at 2.8 million tons, which is down 700,000 from where they were a year ago. They're also projecting that their corn plantings will be down 4.5%, which is better than the 9% they were projecting in February. So they're estimating that corn exports will be down about 5.5 million tons this coming marketing year to 20.5 million tons. In the meantime, Russia continues to have very good success with their grain exports. Through March, Sovcon is estimating that Russian grain exports will be 5.8 million tons, which is almost a million tons more than they exported in February. Taking a look at weather here in the United States, we got a pretty major cold snap coming just in time for spring across the northern plains, the Midwest, and then it's going to dip down into the southeast, where it's expected to probably burn back some of the wheat that's been growing, but more damage will be done to fruit trees. They are in full blossom, a lot of these, in a lot of areas, so that's probably going to set them back pretty hard. Otherwise, we look for above normal temperatures in the central plains from central Texas all the way up into central Kansas. So quite a divergence in temperature going on there. In Brazil, the rains are starting to fall in those key dry areas of Mato Grosso, Goiás, Paraná, so it looks like they're dodging a bullet there. The forecast suggests the rains won't be like super heavy, but they'll be adequate, and then that the heat comes back on the backside of these rains, and then it turns dry again. So we'll see how that shakes out. That was a forecast here a couple weeks ago, and then all of a sudden the rains are appearing. But we are nearing the end of March. Usually as you get into April, the monsoons in Brazil fade away, and then you enter your dry period. So it's during an important part of the growing season for corn, so that's why it's so important to get these monsoon rains in March to shore up the moisture supply to get them through the growing season. So far, that appears to be okay. It's not they're not looking at surplus moisture, but at least it's enough to keep the crop moving fairly well. The crop condition ratings out of France showing that wheat condition at 60% good to excellent is down 2 points from a week ago. Commitment of Traders report showing that hedge funds are starting to lift some of the short positions in corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat, Minneapolis wheat, but they actually added to their short position in Chicago wheat. And lastly, world FOB offers. We've got U.S. soft red winter wheat out of the Gulf at $216 a ton. That is down 7 from the previous week. Hard red winter wheat was down 12 at 256. Ukraine down 5 at 185. But the rest of the world starting to creep higher. Russia was up 6 at 203. Romania up 5 at 215. France up 3 at 212. Argentina up 5 at 215. In corn out of the Gulf, we were unchanged at 190. PNW was unchanged at 215. Ukraine was up 5 at 170. Argentina down 2 at 185. Brazil unchanged at 195. In soybeans, starting to, again, find some support. So the U.S. was up 5 at 460. Argentina up 10 at 430. Brazil was up 5 at 425. But over the last 3 weeks, since we put in that seasonal low, the U.S. is up 20, Argentina is up 25, and Brazil is also up 25. So the soybean market, even though they're still in the thick of harvest in Brazil, FOB offers are increasing. So it looks like we probably have found a seasonal low in soybeans. Again, the longer-term trend is down. Wouldn't be a stretch to say that we'll probably come back down and test the lows just to kind of confirm that that's a seasonal low. But I don't think we've got more, I don't think we have another major leg down coming for the soy complex. Next Thursday is the plantings and stocks report. That's going to be very important. It gives us that look of corn and soybeans. The presumption is that there will be a major shift from corn acres over to soybean acres. So that's what the trade is expecting. If you don't get that, then the soybean production takes a hit, and that comes at a time where you've got increasing demand base for soybeans with biodiesel fuels coming online. So it's important that we get the soy production up, or else you turn this market into a bull market fairly quickly. So moving forward, I think that wheat is probably going to stabilize here. That's my guess, especially Kansas City. As you enter the growing season, it's hard to lean any more on this market than we already have coming into, you know, just the very early stages of a growing season. Temperatures have been warmer than normal. That crop progress is going to pick up here quickly. And I think that it just makes it more vulnerable to some late freezes, just kind of like we're seeing in the Southeast. So just have to be cognizant of that kind of potential. Corn and soybeans, I think corn is stalling at an old double bottom. It's, I think, likely to head on down and test the lows. Soybeans probably will too, but I don't see any more than that coming for soybeans. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.